The Hidden Node. Dog Days of Podcasting for 2013, Episode 6. Hey, everybody. So, I know I kind of cheated yesterday with having the kind of mini interview with my Shadowrun players. I kind of figured I'd surprise it on them and take advantage of having them available as a kind of captivated audience. Although Andrew did kind of escape in the middle of that, so yeah, go figure. That said, so Friday I had said I was going to finish up the edits on that short story and look into getting the thing on Amazon. So status update. Two for You has completed its editing draft. I would really like to hear back from some more, you know, beta readers, but I haven't really had much luck getting a few of them, so you know, maybe I'll start poking around, seeing if I can find somebody who can give me some more editing feedback. I've had a decent amount of feedback from a couple other editors, but more hobbyist people who kind of have a time frame when they can give things to me, so appreciate the work, but need something a little quicker. So story is finished editing, and I've signed up for the Amazon publishing site, and you know, I gotta admit, I have not read a complete terms of service top to bottom as thoroughly as I just did reading the Amazon one. I guess since it's kind of a business concept going in there, I definitely want to make sure I understand the rules and concepts and, you know, restrictions and such, versus just, you know, when I'm joining a game site or joining a video game or something like that. That said, yeah, haven't looked into what the right formatting is yet. I need to do that. That's the plan this week, is to go through, find out what you need to do to self-publish, what the right formatting is, how you learn to do the formatting, all that. I had heard people in other posts talk about taking the time to go to the Kindle boards and the kind of Author's Alley kind of area, I think it's called. I'm going to do that to kind of see if there's any guides available, see if there's any, you know, questions answered before I even need to ask them. I figure, you know, let me turn to the people who actually seem to have a decent knowledge base on how to do this first, before diving in blind. So, oh, hello, cat. My cat has decided to once again join us on the podcast. Hopefully he does not stop the recording as he steps on my keyboard. So, other steps I've taken with this. Well, I know I need to find some artwork to go with the story. My wife is actually a graphic designer. She used to do it as her primary means of occupation. It's kind of been less and less the last few years, but she is trying to get back into it. And with that in mind, I spent an hour or two Saturday, digging around on DeviantArt to find art that matched the style I want, the concepts that I wanted, the, you know, different parts of the clothing I expected for the character, the body shape and look for the character, and I think I came across with a lot of what I liked. Made a PDF, tossed it to Patty, and hopefully she and I can sit down and hash something out that I think could make a cool cover for the book, get her some experience making covers for books, and who knows, she'll go from there. The goal is to have the story up this month, I think. You know, I don't plan on making money from the story, per se. In fact, my main goal for putting this particular story up is to start building a catalog, to start building a backlog. A back catalog. So essentially, I'm not going to be advertising the story. I'm not going to be telling people, make sure you go buy the story. I'm not. The purpose of the story and the next couple of stories I'm going to put up there is just to build content, so when I do start advertising, you know, a novel I put up there, then there's more for people to find in my kind of database. You know, it's like, oh, you found my novel. Well, hey, some stories that are in a similar related universe or a similar style, maybe you'll like them. maybe not. But they'll be there, and I want to take advantage of that. I don't know how many stories it's going to end up being. I do want to get in the habit of writing more short stories more often. Which again comes down to earlier topics I had in the beginning of this Dog Days, talking about kind of keeping to discipline. And I think that's the goal this week. So, alright. Since it's Sunday night, here are my goals for this week coming up. Find out what I need to do to get the formatting for Amazon for that short story ready to go on the Kindle. Get enough kind of solid things set up to where my wife knows exactly what we need art-wise for the book, and set a timetable on when that's going to be done and when I can get the short story up there. Start working on a new short story tomorrow evening, or tomorrow during lunch, it depends. Try to have the first draft of that done Tuesday or Wednesday. If I can sit down for 2 to 3 hours each day, I can crank out 4,000 to 5,000 words in that time frame. So there's no reason I shouldn't be able to crank out a 10,000 word story in 3 days. If I stand dedicated to it. We'll see. But I want to have a rough draft ready. Let's be conservative and say Friday. Have a rough draft ready at that time and toss that out there for, you know, some first readers. You know, if any of you guys are interested, hey, let me know. If you'd rather wait for a better draft or whatever, hey, let me know. You know. But otherwise, yeah, okay, those are the goals. Ready for Kindle? Artwork planned out and deadline for when that'll be ready. And first draft of a short story done. Reasonable. Not too hard. I can manage that. I'll be reporting to you guys with the aftermath, I guess. Because, you know, you guys give me a certain amount of accountability. Alright. With that, I'm done for Sunday. I will talk to you guys on Monday. I hope you guys had a lovely weekend. And that the coming work week is fun, enjoyable, or if it's not either of those things, that it passes quickly. Take care.